If she initiates this, you are all she thinks about. Hey there, it's Anna. Ever caught yourself wondering just how much you are on her mind? Today we are unraveling a key signal, a clear giveaway that you are not just a fleeting thought to her, but perhaps all she's thinking about. It's about those moments she reaches out, initiating something that might seem small but speaks volumes about where you stand with her. This isn't about guesswork, it's about understanding the undeniable signs of genuine interest. Stick around because by the end of this video, you will know exactly what to look for to gauge her level of interest. Intrigued? Let's dive in and decode this together. Unexpected texts at odd hours. Have you ever been jolted awake by the ping of your phone only to see a text from that special lady lighting up your screen? It's 2 a.m. and she's hitting you with a, hey, you up? Or a just thinking about that joke you told earlier. Now I know what you might be thinking, she's probably just bored or can't sleep. But hold up my guy, there's more to this than meets the eye. See, when a woman is texting you at odd hours, late at night, early in the morning, during her lunch break, it's a pretty clear sign that you are on her mind, like all the time. She's lying in bed, tossing and turning, and suddenly she's gripped with the urge to reach out and connect with you. She's starting her day, sipping her coffee, and the first thing she thinks of is shooting you a quick good morning text. That's not just casual conversation, my dudes. That's the behavior of a woman who's got you on the brain 24/7. You're the last thing she thinks about before she falls asleep, and the first thing she wants to engage with when she wakes up. You are the little mental escape she takes during a hectic workday. The person she wants to share her random musings and silly jokes with. So the next time you get one of those unexpected texts at an odd hour, don't just write it off as a fluke or a booty call. Take it as a sign that you are occupying some prime real estate in her mind and heart. She's not just thinking of you when it's convenient, she's thinking of you all the damn time. And if that's not a sign of deep connection and some serious potential, I don't know what is. Sending songs or playlists. Alright, let's talk about a modern day love language that's a dead giveaway she's into you. The create a playlist. Picture this. You are going about your day, minding your own business, when suddenly you get a notification from her. It's not just any odd message, though. It's a link to a Spotify playlist, carefully crafted with songs that remind her of you, of the conversations you've had, of the inside jokes and memories you've shared. Now, I know what you might be thinking, it's just music. It doesn't mean anything. But au contraire, my skeptical friend, when a woman takes the time to put together a playlist for you, she's not just sharing some tunes, she's giving you a window into her heart, into the way she thinks about you when you are not around. Each song is a little message, a sonic love note that says, this made me think of you, or this captures how I feel when we talk. She's weaving a narrative of your connection, telling the story of your budding relationship through carefully curated melodies and lyrics. And the best part? She's inviting you to be a part of that story, to share in the soundtrack of your own love affair. She's giving you a way to feel close to her even when you are apart, to experience the same emotions and memories that she does when she listens to those songs. So when she sends you that playlist, don't give it a cursory listen and move on. Take the time to really absorb it, to appreciate the thought and care that went into every track. And then if you're feeling bold, make her a playlist right back. Show her that you are just as invested in this musical love story as she is, that you've got your own songs and memories to add to the mix. Trust me, fellas, a shared playlist is more than just a collection of songs. It's a sign that she's falling for you hard and fast, and if you play your cards right, you might just find yourself falling right along with her, one power ballad at a time. Reaching out when something reminds her of you. Okay, guys, let's dive into another telltale sign that you are dominating her thought space, the thinking of you text. You know the one, you'll be going about your day, minding your own business, when suddenly your phone lights up with a message from her. OMG, I just saw the funniest meme that made me think of you. Or, I'm at a coffee shop we talked about, wish you were here to try their cold brew. Now on the surface, these texts might seem casual, and even significant. But don't be fooled, my friend. When a woman is reaching out to you every time something reminds her of you, it's a clear indication that you are on her mind 24/7. You are not just some fleeting thought or casual acquaintance. You are a constant presence in her mental landscape. Think about it. She's going through her day, encountering all kinds of stimuli and experiences. But instead of just letting those moments pass by unacknowledged, she's actively connecting them back to you. She sees a funny meme and thinks, thinks, oh, he would love this. She tries a new coffee spot and imagines how much better it would be with you by her side. That's not just idle chatter, gentlemen. That's the behaviour of a woman who's got you on the brain, who's constantly looking for ways to bring you into her world, even when you are not physically present. She's building a mental map of your connection, finding little reminders of you in every corner of her life. And the best part, by reaching out and sharing those moments with you, she's inviting you to be a part of that map, to share in the little details and experiences that make up her day-to-day existence. She's saying, I want you to be a part of my life, even in the small ways. So the next time you get one of those thinking of you texts, don't just fire off a quick haha and move on. Take a moment to appreciate the significance of that message. She's not just texting you, she's letting you know that you are a constant presence in her thoughts and her heart. Frequent use of inside jokes. Bringing up or referencing inside jokes in conversations. Let's talk about a surefire sign that you've got a special place in her heart, the inside joke. You know what I'm talking about, those little moments of shared humour that only the two of you understand. It might be a silly nickname, a callback to a funny conversation, or an obscure reference that leaves everyone else scratching their heads, but to you and her, it's pure comedy gold. Now, when a woman starts peppering your conversations with these inside jokes, it's not just a sign that she thinks you are hilarious, although let's be real, that's definitely a plus, it's a sign that she's building a unique bond with you, a connection that's based on shared experiences and mutual understanding. Think about it. Inside jokes are like a secret language, a code that only the two of you can crack. When she drops one of those references in conversation, it's like she's saying, hey, remember that time? That's our thing. No one else gets it like we do. It's a way of creating intimacy and exclusivity in your relationship, even if you're not officially together yet. She's letting you know that your interactions are special, that they hold a significance that goes beyond just casual banter. And the more she references those inside jokes, the more she's reinforcing that bond. Each callback is like another strand in the web of your connection, strengthening and deepening your relationship with every shared giggle. So when she hits you with one of those obscure references or silly nicknames, don't just brush it off as a joke, recognize it for what it is, a sign that she's invested in your connection, that she values the unique humor and experiences that you share, and then lean into it. Throw those inside jokes right back at her. Show her that you are just as committed to building that exclusive bond, that secret language of laughter and understanding. Because when you've got a wealth of inside jokes to draw on, that's when you know you've got something special on your hands. Sending you pictures or selfies. Let's dive into a modern day courtship ritual that's a dead giveaway she's into you, the unsolicited selfie. Picture this. You were just minding your own business when suddenly your phone buzzes with a notification. It's her and she's hitting you with a snap of her cute new outfit or a candid shot of a coffee mug with a thinking of you caption. Now I know what you might be thinking, she's probably just fishing for compliments or validation, and sure, who doesn't love a little ego boost now and then? But when a woman is consistently sending you pictures and selfies, unprompted and out of the blue, that's more than just a plea for attention. That's a sign that she wants you to be a part of her day-to-day life, even when you are not physically present. See, when she's snapping pics of her daily adventures or fashion choices, she's not just documenting her life, she's inviting you into it. She's giving you a window into her world, a glimpse of what she's doing and thinking and experiencing when you are not around. And when she asks for your input or opinion on those pics, that's a whole other level of involvement. She's not just sharing her life with you, she's actively seeking your engagement and approval. She wants to know what you think, how you react, whether you are just as invested in the minutiae of her existence as she is. That's a level of intimacy and trust that goes way beyond just casual flirtation, my friends. When a woman is consistently making you a part of her visual narrative, she's saying, I want you to be a witness to my life. I want your perspective and your presence, even if it's just through a screen. So the next time she sends you one of those out of the blue selfies or snaps, take a moment to appreciate the significance of that gesture. She's not just looking for a like or a heart eye emoji, although definitely give her those too. She's inviting you to be a co-author in the story of her life. And if you ask me, that's an invitation worth accepting with gusto, making you part of her routine. Now let's talk about a sign that she's catching some serious feelings, the routine check-in. And talking about those little moments throughout the day or week when she reaches out to you, not with any grand declarations or pressing matters, but just to say hey. It might be a quick text on her lunch break, a phone call during the evening walk, or a Snapchat while she's waiting in line for coffee. Now, on the surface, these check-ins might seem casual, even mundane, but don't be fooled, my friend. When a woman starts incorporating you into her daily or weekly routine, it's a clear sign that you've become a fixed point in her life, a constant presence that she counts on and looks forwards to. Think about it, we all have our little rituals and habits, the things we do to keep ourselves grounded and centered throughout the week. When she starts making you a part of those rituals, that's huge. It means she's not just thinking of you as an occasional diversion or a fun flirtation, she's seeing you as an integral part of her life, someone she wants to connect with on a daily basis. And the best part, these routine check-ins are a two-way street. By reaching out to you consistently, she's not just inviting you into her world, she's also creating space for you to share yours. She's giving you an opportunity to make her a part of your daily rhythms and experiences, to build a sense of shared routine and connection. So when she starts hitting you up at the same time every day or week, don't just write it off as a coincidence or a habit. Recognize it for what it is, a sign that she's invested in your relationship, that she wants to build a consistent and meaningful bond with you. And then embrace it. Make her a part of your routine right back. Send her a quick snap of your morning coffee or give her a call on your evening commute. Show her that you're just as committed to building that daily connection, that sense of shared experience and intimacy. Because when you've got a woman who's making you a part of her everyday life, that's when you know you've got something real on your hands. And if you nurture that connection with the same care and consistency that she does, who knows where it might lead. So now that you know how to tell your all she thinks about, what's next for you? Discover how to tell if she finds you attractive or learn the hobbies that make you more attractive to women. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.